This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And so we misinterpret this and realize that the essence of the message, I think, in these verses is balance. There's a time to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to him. There's a time to prepare the meal. And Jesus lovingly chastises Martha. He doesn't rebuke her. But the fact that he said, Martha, Martha, he said her name twice. Commentators point out this, that it's a way of showing love. It's like a parent saying to a child, you know, Johnny, just listen here, just for a second. It wasn't a rebuke in anger. It was a correction in love. I want to go through this verse by verse, point out some things, and I'm going to give you three principles to take home, just like I did last week. Let's bring up verse 38, if we could. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. I would like for you to write this down in your notes. It's not going to come up on the screen. But opening up your home is a spiritual act, not just a social one. Would you write that down? Opening up your home is a spiritual act, not just a social one. There was no Martha Stewart program back then. She wasn't popular back then. People weren't into that kind of thing like entertaining, but there is a spiritual dimension to opening up your home. Why? Because the Apostle Paul gives this command in one of his letters, practice hospitality. He didn't suggest it. He was saying that's part of being a Christian. One of the saddest things I've ever encountered in counseling, even though it, in a way some people say, well, that's no big deal, but it is. Here's what I've heard people say over the years. Adults will tell me, Randy, I can never remember my parents ever having anybody over at our house for anything. And that's happened a number of times where people are reflecting on their childhoods and they're going back into their museum of memories and they're saying, you know, I can't remember us ever having anybody to sit down for a meal. I can't remember ever having somebody over just to have a cup of coffee. You know what that's a reflection of? It's a reflection of a regret in a person's life because they realize that they miss something. There is a spiritual dimension to hospitality that most people don't recognize. Did you know it's one of the qualifications for an elder to be given to hospitality, to opening up your home to people in the congregation, to be willing to have people in your home? Why? Because there's something dynamic that happens having people over, even for a cup of coffee, that doesn't happen at any other time. Did you know when you have people over in your home for a meal, it's one of the most intimate times of sharing? You know, the business world figured it out a long time ago. People taking people to lunch, people taking people to dinner because they realize that people let their guards down. There's more openness in sharing conversation over a meal. When Martha opened up her home to Jesus and the disciples, that was a spiritual act, not just a social one. That's something to remember this morning. Well, let's bring up the next verse if we could. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. Verse 40, if we could bring that up. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. I found out the word distracted in the Greek can literally mean to run in circles. You ever seen a dog that's chasing its tail doing that? Some people do that emotionally. They're just running in circles. So in other words, Martha was very distracted by what she was doing. And I want to ask you this question. What is it in your life that distracts you? Take a piece of paper and say, this is what distracts me from the Lord. And write down things at work that distract you from the Lord in social situations. And you might be amazed at the things that you and I would list that are distractions in terms of our relationship with the living God.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.